Hey, Alan, aren't you planning a trip to London this month?
Well, that was the original plan, but now we're not planning to go to the UK at all. We've decided to save some money and just have a staycation this year.
Yeah, we're going to Plan B. Just stay home and have a vacation doing things nearby. And with the money we save, we're planning to see 3 extra shows when we go to London next year. We're thinking about a drive to Washington, D.C. for a weekend. What do you think?
Wow, road trip? Count me in! The North Tower at the National Gallery has an exhibit of American art that I really want to see. And I'm dying to see the special Matisse paper cuttings exhibit. I checked the floor plan, and I see that they've moved it from the tower to the concourse. Every time I'm in the Capitol, I forget to plan around the exhibit's hours, and I miss it. Every time!
Don't you check the museum's hours? Isn't it open all day?
Sure, I know the museum's hours, but the Matisse exhibit has its own hours, separate from the rest of the museum. Because the paper cuttings are fragile, they're only on display for certain times of the day. Too much light can damage them.
Well, we're not staying in D.C. very long, and we're planning to buy tickets for an opera performance at the Kennedy Center. I'm not sure we'll get around to going to the National Gallery of Art on this trip.
I know you culture vultures have your own plan, but we can save some big bucks if we carpool down. Then you can do your own thing, and I'll go see the Matisse exhibit. I'm not going home until I see that exhibit. We can split the gas, and we can share the driving. It will be a great way to save money and have a great cultural weekend. And if you're lucky, maybe I'll sing on the way home.
Ha! It sounds like a great idea, but we'll only do it if you promise not to sing.